want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace.
Hello, my friend. I'm delighted to be with you. I'm almost blinded by the light today, though. I don't know if you've ever had a moment in your life, and may have been on a beach or sitting somewhere when you were trying to read, and the sun was almost too much for you. The light that was pouring over the objects around you or bouncing off a shiny piece of paper, maybe coming at you off of the waves that you were looking out at comfortably a moment ago when there was a slight bit of a cloud, now are dazzling, shining, sparkling, almost daggers, a terrible image, but into your eyes, just so incredibly brilliant and bright. That's a little bit like the light this morning. We've had three very sunny days here on the mountain. It's been a beautiful Lent in the many ways, but a painful world that we continue to live in. A world of estrangement for many, and others finding their way back to relationships. And that's the ongoing relationship of our nation with others and within our nation, to find our way back to relationships, to find our grounding, our place of home, we might say, really and metaphorically. Other years, I've traveled so much more than I have this year, and maybe I've been with you in your home. I've been blessed to be among people here at the mountain, certainly when they've gathered, but then when we've been on the road, and they've been rich experiences. And often the light around them has come from the face of the people I've been with. But always and very especially, as we've gathered in an evening hour or at night and sometimes in somewhat dark rooms, with a candle that had once been our Easter candle, we lit a candle among us, and we heard the brilliance of God's word. In the Gospel from John, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned." So we have this incredible promise that continues to talk about light a little bit later. "For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light." So there's this contrasting of light that you and I are drawn into today. Drawn into it. Why? Because whoever lives the truth, John continues, comes to the light so that their works may be clearly seen as done in God. Done in light, the one who is light. Christ Jesus, our Lord, who really is the cosmological event, this big splashdown of the Eternal One's love for us, still rising up in the dewdrops of the day and the splash of a rainstorm and in the sharp moments of this bright light of this morning. And yesterday, when I was out in the garden here and was delighted to have seen that the snow over 2 days had withdrawn enough that I was able to look down and see what I had wondered about. Large leaves of foxglove that had been small little ones last July and August, but had grown into the fall. And now I could see it not only wintered over, but seemed to stretch out a little bit. They had the wrinkles of wintertime. They had the green of a new season. The green, we might even say, on this 14th of March of St. Paddy's Day, which is coming soon. Or we might say the green of your lawn that's already appearing. But not the green of envy, not the green of envy. You see, the good news tells us that this greening of life is happening within us. And this is really the beautiful gospel for today. God so loved the world that is, in sending his son Jesus, he sent us life. Life in us, implanted in us. Life, new seed in us, new light in us, new life in us. All of this growing greener and greener with each season, with a brilliant light that Christ is over us and in us and through us and around us, we rise up in moments like this, through a Lenten time like this, out of any darkness, sin or discouragement or fear or pain or illness. We're called through it and to help each other out of it into light. And it can be bold, this light. It can be sharp. It's painful. If you've ever had a bandage over your eye or woke up in the morning with a parent calling you and, close that door, pull down that curtain. Why, the first dash of light, oh, it's so sharp it can be. Painful. And this is really the coming of Jesus. The truth of his word was so painful for a people in darkness. We heard way back in Isaiah, a people who dwelt in darkness saw a great light. So this prophetic word is ours now today, my sisters and brothers, right in this moment. You may take a look at your garden, your lawn, or your life, and as you long for, continually linger by a moment, you might see the light coming to you here. The truth of God's word that is vital and verdant, green, rising up now, but not just for ourselves, for others around us. Why? Because as I opened this, there still is pain and division and illness in our world. And as we can, we need to reach out and be light for others. Often the opening gospel from this day that I've shared with you was on banners and football stadiums, maybe basketball arenas, and it was proclaimed, sometimes written across athletes' foreheads around their cheek. And you know, we wear it in our life, if we wear it at all, that God so loves us that he gave his son. And how would one know that? How would someone else know that? But that the light that comes forth from your eyes, your faith, your face, your visage, and your practice. So let's go about our day being those light beams that surprise others, but bring warmth, warmth, friendship, and new life. Through the remainder of this Lenten season, this time of new spring, may the light of Christ cast out all darkness from your hearts and continue to bring you new life, new light, and new life. This is Dan Riley along with Greg Lacamelli and the whole mountain community inviting you to pause and be still and know that the God of light is life. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and centered in the light. Be still. Be at peace.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness.